Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, is with me. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Heather.
What do you make of that migration data?
Oh, we all love migration data, don't we? It seems to be one of those bits of data that everyone seems to want to talk about. Look, but before I talk about it, it is particularly susceptible to revision. So we don't, you know, we get these provisional numbers. We don't get the actual numbers for months after the release of the data. But Heather, we analyse it nonetheless. So, yeah, for the record, net permanent and long-term migration up 1,530 people for the month, annual level sitting at just under 15,000, 14,809. That number has fallen to a 2.5-year low. And if we say compare it to the, that's for 12 months to the end of May. If we compare it to the 12 months to the end of May 2024, that annual number was just over 80,000. So it's gone from 80,000 to 15, which is a pretty dramatic turnaround, isn't it? And there's no hiding from this number. This is kind of real. I do like to look at the revisions, Heather, because the direction of revisions is always telling. Mm. So we've seen quite a lot of downward revisions this month to recent data, which sort of gives you the feel for the momentum. And it's a story of slowing arrivals of non-New Zealand citizens. They don't want to come here anymore, and record permanent long-term departures. That includes New Zealand citizens. So look, it is pretty much a barometer on the New Zealand economy, and the cliche that people are voting with their feet is actually quite apt right now, so we can use it. We keep thinking about the possibility of net permanent long-term migration turning negative, so we're actually losing people. The direction of travel is definitely going that way. I think it's unlikely, but I would say I'm not sure how scientific that assessment is. What does it all mean? Well, Heather, our economic growth has been flattered by migration, and we've tended just to add people to the population, and you get people here and they do stuff. The lack of it coming in now is one of those factors contributing to the lackluster economy. It also means there's one less factor putting upward pressure on prices in general, so less demand. The RBNZ will note that, and specifically one less important demand factor in the housing market. Mm. So we're not seeing any pressure in the rental market at the moment. It's definitely dropped. And the trend that we particularly love to note, the Aussie effect, yeah, we're heading there in big numbers. I think Andrew Dickens just said his son has just headed off to work in Melbourne. Mine's been working in Melbourne as well. All the kids seem to be there. Stats highlighted this as well. So net 30,000 people went to Australia in the 2024 year, quite similar to 2023. But the biggest number since 2012. That year was 44,000 people fled across the ditch, and roughly 60% of the New Zealand citizens who depart go to Australia. It is the magnet. It's always been the magnet, and it probably always will be.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, if you love the stats data on migration, you're going to love the trucking data as well, aren't you?
I love trucks. I love this data. There's something very tangible about counting cars and trucks. No subjectivity, no survey. They're either there or they're not. Not much to cheer about in this. Two pieces of data, light traffic. I always remind people, good indicator of the state of demand as opposed to production. Gives you a six-month lead on momentum in the economy. It fell 1.3%. If you take a step back year on year, there's a faint upward slope in the data here. I emphasise faint. It's up 0.9% year on year. Heavy traffic data, trucks, buses, a better steer on production, freight associated with wholesale and retail trade, fell 1.3%, same as light traffic. But there is a 3% growth year on year. That's encouraging, suggests there is some sort of economic recovery. Nothing frothy, Heather, but that last little piece of data is a slightly positive to sort of close out the week, I guess.
Absolutely. Hey, and you want to talk about NVIDIA?
Very quickly, market cap. Look, ponder this over the weekend. The market capitalization of NVIDIA is now through $4 trillion. That's worth more than the value of all the listed companies in Germany. So Germany, one of the world's biggest economies, NVIDIA is worth more than all of it. Ponder this over the weekend. Is Germany too cheap or is NVIDIA too expensive there? You can argue that one over the dinner table over the weekend.
Very good question, actually. Right, yep. Give us the numbers.
Yep. Dow Jones finishing the week at the moment up 301 points, 0.68%. So don't worry about the trade tariffs. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Just keep buying the market. 44,761. The S&P 500 is up 24 points, 6287. That's 0.39%. And the NASDAQ up 37 points, 20,647. It's up 0.17%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 had a good night, actually, up 1.23%, 8975. The Nikkei, though, fell 175 points, 0.44%, 39646 the close there. Shanghai Composite was up just under 0.5%, 8509. The Aussies gained 0.59% on the ASX 200 yesterday, closing at 8589. We lost 8 points in the NZX 50, 12760. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets this morning will buy you 0.6023 US dollars, 0.9159 Aussie, 0.5152 euro, 0.4437 against the pound, 88.14 Japanese yen, gold $3,317, and Brent crude has just drifted off a little bit to end the week, $68.71.
Good stuff. Enjoy your morning, Andrew. Andrew Callagher, JMO Wealth.